Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. On this week's program, we recap the finals of the Sun City Radio Host DJ competition for high school students. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The 2018 staging of the Sun City High School Disc Jock competition came to a close on Saturday, March 17, with Jose Marti High School in St. Catherine claiming victory.
So the winner of the Sun City High School DJ competition is the school with the roundabout part, roundabout something there. Jose Marti is...
Pete Murphy, otherwise known as DJ Glue, emerged champion after taking out Calabar High School's Frederick Smith, otherwise known as DJ Talawa, after a hotly contested three-round battle.
The competition gave me a lot of exposure, because before this competition, I couldn't have stood before this large crowd and expressed myself the way I did. So it taught me how to be bold, be confident, and to express myself.
Jose Marti's champion DJ Pete Murphy. In addition to the winner's plaque, Murphy walked away with $100,000 from iCool and an internship at the Portmore St. Catherine-based Sun City radio station.
First, can you explain how we feel right now? Because when I'm putting in the hard work and I get this internship, I'm just going to work my way, work hard so I can land myself a full-time contract at Sun City.
Runner-up Frederick Smith copped $50,000 from the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, while third place went to DJ Simpu of Kellett's High School, who won $20,000. Both boys will also have internships at Sun City Radio. Celebrity guest judge recording artist Esco says all the finalists represented themselves well and are very competent.
I was very impressed with the talent and also the nurturing of the young talent, you know, by Sun City and so forth. It's a great competition. One thing I was really impressed by Igloo and other selectors in the competition is the fact that they were so mature in how they presented their work and how they came across on the talker phone and all them things. Very impressive.
Chief Executive Officer Sun City Radio Steve Billings says he is pleased with the response to this year's competition, adding that plans for next year's staging are in full swing.
What we are now thinking about is 2019. We are thinking how we can engage more high schools. We are thinking how we can engage some female high schools, the girls' schools, and also how we can engage some of the schools in the rural area. Our social media pages pretty much was a buzz since the start of the competition, and schools from all over Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, St. Anne, they wanted to know how they could take part in the competition. So that is our challenge now for next year, 2019, how best we can engage those schools.
He says the competition, which began in 2017, is geared at nurturing students interested in becoming disc jocks.
What we do, we find the talent in the high school, we keep the competition, and then we keep the best of the best. We bring them in and we teach them all facets of the radio. So it's not just about the playing of the music, you know, the reading of the news, being in the production department, what to be done on an outside broadcast, you know. So is we let them know that it is not just enough to be playing music, you need to be an all-rounded talent.
Mr. Billings is encouraging future participants to clean up their image and brand to prepare for next year's staging. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-177124. Applications close on April 30th.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.